Perfect.
So all right. What's the initials of that?
BMTC.
BMTC.
Or BMTCO.
Yeah, it could be BMT or BMTC, either one.
All right. So as you guys are kind of, let's see who this happens to. Let's make it be Ivan, because that'd be funny, because he wouldn't be able to notice it. All right, by the way, you guys basically spent seven pounds getting the beyond up and above, getting your guys' extra bonuses.
Okay.
Do we want to split that, or what?
I'd prefer to, if I'm having to pay for it, a portion of it.
We can go two and you just one.
Okay.
That works.
Two, four, six, one. Yep, okay.
I'm down to 9 pounds for the month.
Aperture science. We do what we must because we can. What was the name of the robot in that? What was her name?
GLaDOS.
We should have known that. For the companion cube. Here we go.
That's what we'll name the bar we eventually install in our building.
Okay, the companion
the
cube.
The companion cube. Companion cube bar.
And grill.
Because we want the free food. We must have the free food.
No, it's a bar and grill because you grill the companion cube.
Our meat is flavored with the tears of your companions. Because you murdered them.
You bastard.
You monster.
You monster, okay. Right,
there we go. You can't have curse words in it.
You monster.
Anyway,
apparently. We both said things that you're going to regret.
Apparently. Apparently in the second one, the game has more to do with the little orb you're escorting around the shell. It is Ivan! That's awesome! Okay.
You're going to make me roll, aren't you? I'm going to roll double ones.
I have to make a nose check.
I summon my eye! Is it your finger?
Alright. Basically, you know, it's a week into the construction. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and mark off. I'm the one who's keeping track of the calendar.
No, but you have the calendar, not me.
A week has started to pass. You guys have done all your gather information. The workers have started. The engineers arrived. And everything seems to be going fairly smoothly. And you're kind of walking around, kind of looking for your little battle spiders.
Did we actually put those in cages and carry them away?
Yes, we imported them.
And as you know, you're kind of walking down into the basement, kind of checking things out, doing the, well, that's nice, because, you know, it's kind of got this nice, you know, kind of fresco of a dragon, yet at the same time, you see in there, it's actually got encrusted in there, like, salt, and you think you could see some, like, inscribed in the scales of the dragon, like, you know, wards. But, you know, you kind of go into one of the rooms that isn't quite, you know, finished yet, and you find a body. One of the workers has this kind of bloody spot right about here.
That doesn't sound good.
You can give me a notice or an investigate roll if you want to look further.
Or we can just poke him and say he's dead.
They're both the same thing to me. D4.
Minus two? Or just D4?
Just D4. It's a four.
Four? All right. You know, you're kind of at first going, oh goodness, did, you know, like some of the rocks fall or something like that? And you kind of look around, and most of the debris around here isn't large enough to have caused that.
Rocks
it
fall,
appears he was style. Probably bludgeoned in the back of the head.
That's what I figured.
That's what you find.
Your figures have been confirmed.
I guess I go tell you guys, one of the workers got hit in the back of the head. By someone else.
Oh, that's worrying.
Huh.
Yeah, he's dead in the basement.
Oh my.
Is he dead?
I think so. He's not moving.
I'll check him. Just make sure. Yes, he's dead. Okay. He could just be all conscious.
What are you doing sleeping on the job? Get up.
That way!
What are you doing to get such a giant hurt on the back of your head? What's wrong with you? You're a worker.
A giant...
Did you just say a giant hard-on on the back of your head?
I said hurt.
Hurt on the back of your head.
Which still is...
Yes, it's still not grammatically correct.
At least it's slightly less awkward than... having a giant hard-on on the back of your head.
And it's better than having a giant hadron on the back of your head.
A giant hadron collider on the back of your head.
No, this is the large hamster collider.
the hadron collider's down the street.
Are there any, like, little droplets of blood in any direction? Like, filled by...
Tracking.
The large hamster collider, that would be messy.
Seven.
You accelerate
seven? Hamsters to 99.9% of light speed. Yeah. And then
basically
collide.
Just kind of leads to the exit of the room.
Okay. So, whomever did this is gone.
And then you kind of, you know, now that you guys look down, there is a bit of kind of bloody rubble next to the entrance of the doorway.
Okay, so they took a rock and used it.
Suggested workers work in threes.
We can also try to figure out who this is. What? Because the workers came in a group, see what they know about him or her. It.
Him.
Him. You speak the language.
I'm not fucking rolling.
Do our workers speak English?
Not really.
I hate you, Andre.
I hate you.
We don't have to roll, we just roleplay it out.
Yeah, it's the choice of rolling it out or roleplaying.
And we're investigating why or...
Well, who it is. And if...
Yo, do they have any enemies among the...
I go to some of them. Who was he?
Oh! Dong is dead! Someone killed Dong!
Yes.
Dong.
Does he have any enemies? Anyone who do this?
No, he's one of the most well-liked people here.
He was the most liked person here.
Wow. Oh, God. Sorry for the rest of you.
was anyone jealous of him?
No, he got along with everyone.
He got along with everyone. Except the person who got in the back of the head.
Not everyone.
Any other questions you want me to ask?
What's the secret ingredient in their crab rangoons? They're delicious.
What's the secret ingredient in your crab rangoon?
We're construction workers.
Rangoon?
What, you don't cook food?
Then where is all this Chinese food?
I won't eat that.
But it's delicious.
And you die.
Tastes like cat.
You can ask if...
I'm sorry.
He was last seen alone or with someone?
When was the last time anyone seen him?
Well, since it was kind of like on the night shift. Mm-hmm. Well, there's only four or five of us down here.
Who's the four or five of you?
There's myself. Hold on, let me get their names up.
God, stringy glue! Stringy glue!
I keep seeing it fly around you.
Sorry, GM is loading.
Why haven't they sent a text yet?
Who?
See how well you did or what?
No.
Oh, it's CFK who's canceling.
I really don't want to drive up to class tomorrow, but I have to because I have a quiz.
Alright.
Me too. Damn it.
There's...
Sucks, doesn't it?
You guys might want to record this, or at least keep track of it. Chang. And these are, of course, family names. Sun. Lin. Han. And yeah. Y-E-H. How would you say that? Yi? Yeah, there we go. There's a yi.
Master Yi.
So you have the in front of that, so I'm like...
Yeah. It's just us.
Yeah.
Damn it!
Anybody else have any questions? Okay, I'm drawing a blank. I don't know. He was about like I don't see why anybody would do that.
Did you see anything strange last night?
Anything strange? Like,
no, we were just working on the rooms.
Do they work in groups, or do they have their own sections that we're kind of working on?
Do you guys work in groups?
No, we usually work alone.
They usually work alone.
I'm Batman.
Sorry.
So nobody saw any ruffians about? Or?
Do they hear anything?
Nobody saw nothing. No how, no way.
Sorry. Again. Weird.
What?
Did they hear anything?
Did you hear anything?
No, nothing unusual. There was always, you know, kind of the clang of hammers and the, you know, moving of rubble and stuff like that.
Did anyone seem panicked?
Let me roll his notice. No, no, everyone seemed pretty cool. We all kind of called it a night early.
Who was the first one to suggest we call it early?
That would be Han.
Okay, where's Han?
He stays at one of the nearby flop houses.
Okay, let's try to investigate Han.
Okay.
Thank you for your time. Good work.
Good work so far.
So,
bring more of this delicious food next time. You will find that three of them.
Would not eat
Sun, Han, and Yi all stay in the same flop house.
A flop house is basically a...
Basically imagine like a cheap place to stay.
Okay. For some reason my brain went whorehouse.
Not quite.
That's what I always think too.
They're good for a flop in the hay.
Alright, so...
So, what do we want to ask Han?
What the fuck?
Why'd you murder him, man? Why'd you murder him?
What's wrong with you, bitch? Fucking up.
I suppose
dude.
We can.
This is why they're not social characters.
If we want to investigate to see if there's any reactions, we can ask if they saw Dong recently that we're looking for him. If they have some sort of different reaction, no.
Okay.
Do they seem hesitant or stuttery?
I guess we're going to ask him about that?
Yeah. We're just going to ask if they've seen Dong. We don't mention that we found him.
Hmm? We'll gauge their reaction.
Yeah. We're just gauging the reactions.
Okay. I guess I'll go find them.
All right. So, which are you starting with?
Han.
Sure.
Okay.
Are you busy?
Oh,
are you?
Hello, hello, miss.
Do you need sleep or something?
No, I'm just tired.
Have you seen Don?
Don? He was at work last night.
Why are you so sleepy?
I have a really bad headache, and I ran out of ginseng.
Why do you got a headache? Is it like stress or something?
I don't know. Might have a fever. I hope not.
I know this is a fever. I'm just kind of looking around at his appearance.
Okay. Go ahead, give me a notice. Damn.
21.
You'll notice that he legitimately just looks ill. He's not faking a headache. He doesn't look terribly stressed. He just looks...
Sick.
Okay.
Yeah, he does not look good. Perhaps he should stay home and rest for the next few days.
Do you think you could take a rest for the next few days?
I need the money.
He needs money.
Take it easy.
We don't want him. But if you want to think of it this way, if he is sick, if we bring him back into the working force, he's more likely going to get them sick, and that's going to cut back in our finances and the project. So We can...
I could solve this very easy. Do you still want to pay him even though he doesn't show up for work?
That's fine with me.
They'll still pay you even if you don't show up for work. Take it easy. Get better.
Oh, thank you.
He says thank you.
We just have to ensure the rest of our workforce doesn't start faking sick. Be sure to tell him we'll be coming up to check on him, make sure he starts feeling better.
We give him 3 days.
I'm pretty sure it's pretty common knowledge, don't piss off your boss. Especially when they're paying for your sick days.
Okay. Then there was Sun and Ye. Ye? Ye, sorry. Sun and Ye, they're in here.
Talk to Sun.
Alright.
When's the last time you've seen Dong? Yeah.
Dong?
Yes.
Saw him at lunch last night. Mid-meal.
Lunch.
That's last time. Last time I saw him.
Did anything happen last night?
No, just... we went home early.
Gavin!
He seems slightly nervous.
So how's it work?
It's coming along. The engineer is very strange.
I won't debate you there.
So what are you talking about? She's fine.
Too bad you're crazy. But
we all though.
Yes.
I'm perfectly normal.
Any normal person would be freaked out by a werewolf.
Says the psychic. Yes, you are perfectly normal.
Any other questions we want to ask?
What were you doing last night? Poke, poke, poke.
Why'd you murder him, man? Why'd you murder him?
Ask him which section he was working on.
What section were you working on?
I was working on finishing out part of the sleeping quarters. You would know that's next to the area that Dong was at.
Did you hear any commotion?
Did you hear anything strange?
No.
Okay.
No.
Did something happen to him?
To who?
Dong?
Yeah.
He was found dead.
Oh! Awful!
Yeah, someone hit him in the back of the head.
It's terrible. I really like Dong.
That's what we get. Everybody liked him. Did anyone not like him to your knowledge?
No, we all liked Dong. He was the funny guy.
He was the funny guy.
Made the job at least a bit.
Well, that's why he died. Because you always had to get rid of the comedy relief.
Yeah, the comic relief dies first.
Here's the question. Perception. Can I try a perception when he's looking surprised?
Mm-hmm.
I got 4.
He looks earnestly surprised at the news that Dong is dead.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Mm.
And go to the next one, I guess. Mm-hmm. Greetings. When was the last time you saw Dong?
Last night at lunch, mid-meal.
What do you have for lunch?
I bet it was these delicious egg rolls.
Fish and chips.
I still would not eat those.
From my reach into my pocket, and there's another one.
I would really not eat that.
And then there's the bakery fresh cookies in my other pocket. It's slowly getting more and more obese.
I think it's slightly going to the end. A little more.
No, no, literally. I reach in my pocket and pull out an egg roll. Then I reach in my other pocket and pull out a cookie. It's called Refresh.
How long have those been in there?
This is fresh.
Yeah.
Cold.
But there's steam. Can't you see it?
No.
That's smell.
That's dust.
That's the stink lines.
That's enough of me being weird right now.
What part of the place were you working on?
The entryway.
Entryway.
Yes, you know, that's the second time we've heard that they saw Dong mid-meal. Ask if Dong was doing anything in particular during the meal.
Was he doing anything?
Hmm? No, he was just telling his jokes like usual.
What kind of jokes was he telling about?
Well, kind of look over at the Englishman with slight worry. A couple jokes about Englishmen.
They're speaking in Chinese, you said.
Yeah, I know, but it's still kind of the...
Okay. Just in case I speak it.
You might speak Chinese.
It's true, I might.
As far as I know, I'm the only one in the party that speaks Chinese.
And Vietnamese.
I speak your mom.
Any other questions you want to ask?
What is the meaning of life, the universe, and everything?
What is your meaning for life, the universe, and everything?
Is there a reason why you're asking me these questions?
Ask me if you saw anything strange.
Did you see anything strange
last night?
Well, Sun was acting a bit weird.
Do you have any idea why or how he was weird?
Nope, just seemed a bit nervous.
Don was found dead.
Oh. That's very sad.
I can't tell if he's being legitimate or not because I don't speak Chinese.
Well, he says that Sonspin was acting weird last night.
He was a little nervous when we were talking to him.
Yeah. Should we go ask him why he was nervous?
Yes.
From what I understand, I don't think he is responsible, but I think he may know
something else.
But what do you want to go ask him? What's the next course of action? Oh, thank you for your time.
I found that fire is always the best solution.
Have you been hanging out with Tony?
What?
I heard what happened. He almost lit us on fire and trapped us inside the building.
Trapped himself in the building.
He made it out just fine.
I made sure he didn't.
You made sure he didn't get out?
I mean, I made sure he didn't burn the building down.
But he did.
Yeah.
Well, I told him not to.
That's making sure that he doesn't burn down the building?
Well, probably not.
I gave those cabal a good stiff lipping.
But they weren't cabal, they were just gang members.
Future cabal. All gangs are future cabal.
There is no gang, only cabal.
Alright, let us destroy all the churches and destroy the rippers.
So all rippers are cabal in the making?
Next course of action, everybody.
I suggest we give him like a short time to just think this over. That, you know, the Dong is dead and that he may come to some conclusion or try and remember some. Or if he starts, you know, acting even weirder, we can act upon that.
So watch him as he works? Yeah. Are those creepy bosses that always watch you as you work?
Well, he's resting right now. We can just watch the general area.
Okay. I guess that's what our next course of action is, watching, basically looking around.
All right. That's a notice check, then.
5.
I guess.
stinky here.
No.
11.
Yeah, 15, I think. Was that 15?
Two fours?
Yeah.
That's an 11.
11. 11.
Okay, and then Alec?
5.
5. Okay. Alec, you're just kind of looking around and, you know, nothing too out of the ordinary. Except you'll notice that, you know, it looks like Yi is kind of, you know, just calmly sitting in his room. Well, it looks like Hans kind of starting to, he's ruffling through his pack, or his, basically his luggage really, really fast. Like, tearing through it.
Okay.
You two notice that you think you're not the only ones who are keeping a watch on the area. Someone else is also looking into this. Or at least watching these three. You get the feeling that you're not the only ones.
Maybe we should ask them if they have ties to something else.
Do you guys have ties to the Chinese Mafia?
Everyone does. Don't ask that question. Everyone does.
You didn't think that Chinese.
We have ties to the Chinese Mafia.
See?
Well,
this is an investigation, so you guys are all...
Yeah.
All that.
So you said it was Han who was ruffling through his bags?
Mm-hmm. Tearing through them really quickly.
He's not packing, but he's just moving things?
He's taking things out of his pack really quickly.
Ask him what he's looking for.
Missing something?
So basically look up and knock on his door. Mm-hmm. You guys will continue to hear ruffling and around, and you'll hear, "Just a minute!" Well, or at least you'll hear.
He said, "Just a minute."
I'm just gonna find the window and look at it. Just one.
Okay.
Someone else just walked in. Keep an eye out.
Literally about 2 or 3 minutes later, he comes back. You can see he's kind of a bit frazzled. He's like, "Ah, yes, hello."
Something wrong?
No.
You're missing something, Kirk?
No.
Tell me you heard a commotion in here.
You heard a commotion in this?
Oh, I guess I did lose something. I just lost a memento from my wife.
He lost a memento from his wife.
Really?
What was it?
Just a small little portrait. That's all.
When was the last time you saw it?
I could have sworn it was just here a couple days ago, but when you guys kind of look past him, you'll notice that all of his stuff is packed back inside his bag.
Are you planning on leaving soon?
No.
All your stuff is in your bag.
Well, yes, this is a flop house. I expect to be kicked out at any time. After Ivan translates.
Yes.
I'm not there. What's up to you guys?
You can see that Ryan and Alec are so into this.
I'm in a revolt.
I can't blame Alec. He was peeing. Although he is assembling his towel.
I'm sorry. What am I missing out on here?
We're questioning the sky, but nothing's getting it.
We're making the joke that how involved you guys are.
I'm sorry, I don't speak Asian, Chinese.
I don't speak Asian!
Oh, I'm sorry for making a slip of the tongue.
Yes, how dare you!
Yeah.
That's the thing, is you can speak through Ivan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Well, here's the big thing. I don't know what to ask. I have never been the most investigative person.
Okay.
Same here. That's funny because you're playing a marshal, too.
What?
You're playing a marshal.
They tell me to go get a bad guy, I go get the bad guy.
He shoots them and then he bring them back.
There's a reason there are all the posters in the West are dead or alive. Alright,
I suppose I'll walk through.
So, he's missing a memento. We said, I think I got all his bags are currently packed now.
Yeah, his bag is packed. Has been repacked.
Did you guys want to do a sense motive on all that?
Right, are we allowed to do a sense motive through Ivan?
Yeah. Okay. You can... Because this is just getting his general feeling. Not exactly, no. You're lying to me.
I got nothing. I got a 1 and a 2.
9.
He seems panicked, flustered, and you know